sideburns a little long, red man hat and country songs, AM radio. And a pickup truck behind the cows, driving them to pasture, how I miss those mornings though. Seated to the right hand of a hard-working man, our backs against the border every day, staring at the mountains to the south, I fill my mouth with breakfast on that farm of yesterday. We'd see our mother smile, light the whole place all the while, the good times and bad. Happy with her lot in life, proud to be a farmer's wife, it makes me kinda sad. To think our father always felt like he had let us down, the times were tough and farming didn't pay. But he should know we saw him as a king, and we still do, and members of that farm of yesterday. They build them bigger now, they got more land, they got more cows, maybe they have found a better way. Oh, it's hard to say, but I miss that old farm of yesterday. Picking stubborn stones, 20 years and miles away, that farm of yesterday has not left me alone. And I think memories make a man, but he will always be, and I'm not sure what I am trying to say. But if there's anything that I can add to this old world, it's thanks to that old farm of yesterday. They build them bigger now, they got more land, they got more cows, maybe they have found a better way. It's hard to say, but I miss that old farm of yesterday. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Good singing, Eric. Good job. We're going to turn our fiddle man loose here on a tune. You guys like the fiddle here in Pittsburgh? I'm going to do a full disclosure for you right now. I don't follow football so much anymore, but when I was younger, in the late 70s and 80s, I was a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Huge. And the reason for that was because Eric was a Cowboys fan. Now, I was a Terry Bradshaw man myself, Mean Joe Green, Franco Harris, but he liked the Staubach, which is why you will like me more than you like him for the rest of your lives. What do you got picked out over there, Clayton? All right,
gotta get some extra rosin for this one, I think.
Yeah. One called a Sally Gooden.